and cosmic events will occur to bring everyone up higher and higher. It will, let's say, be something that be worthwhile for everyone who has incarnated on the planet. So, what we are saying is that there are many probabilities that offer you exactly what you have come for. To put it in colloquial terms, you would not be here. You have not all incarnated just to end up in a doomsday scenario. Do you understand?
Yes.
Trust yourselves that there is a way, and keep seeking for what we call that pristine probable world. So, let's turn it over for questions now and see if we can get a lively discussion going this evening, and we will do our very best to answer your questions in a unique way and to give you more to think about than you came in here with. How's that? Who would like to begin this evening's discussion? Please call out your name.
This is Jim.
Jim, yes, welcome.
Thank you. Back in December when you were here, you responded to someone about the information coming in from the sun and how we download it through the chakras and then into the earth. And a couple phases of this question. As I've been grounding it into the earth, I tend to ground it into what I see now is veins of quartz with gold.
That's a good place to take it in. In other words, what you are doing is you are not wasting time with the dirt. You are really going for Earth's electrical system.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yes, it is. Are you getting a little fried there from it?
Oh, I've been getting fried for a couple of years now. But yes, this year, the last 6 months, the frying has definitely increased, and I've had to use all my tools to keep grounded.
First of all, as we look at your vibration, and you are not unique, this is where we are. You are unique, of course, James. There's no doubt about it. But
the
circumstances, we did not mean to denigrate who you are. But when we say you are not unique in this, everyone has a busy life. And everyone is busy and busy and busier. So this is, Jim is caught up in being busy. You must slow down. Do you understand?
Yes.
You must really slow down and find time. People used to put that sign on their door, gone fishing, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Even if they didn't go fishing, if you read the sign, you'd get the idea of someone walking with their pole going really slow, yes? Gone fishing was the biggest excuse throughout many parts of the developing world to just go goof off and do nothing. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But if you said you were going fishing, then the upside is you could bring dinner home. And then you wouldn't be goofing off. You would have provided food for the table. Do you follow what we are saying?
Yes.
Slow down. When you are starting to run this high-charged energy into your life, and of course, everyone's getting it, but when you come looking for it, and if you are in a room like this attending this class, obviously you are interested in energy, you are aware of it, you're running it through your body. The way you are going to get the best miles per galaxy, if we can quote ourselves there, is to slow down. We see that humanity is being so sped up that in a few years, the system itself is moving more towards gridlock. So the system itself is going to really, really slow down. We are talking in every area of the outside world. So if you can slow down at a different pace and not do as much, and yet still make an agreement with reality that you can earn as much if you are concerned on a financial level. Do you understand? Work smarter instead of harder, James. All right?
Yes.
What's the other parts to your question?
The part was that you talked about the dragons and the crystal caves and the dragons being perhaps part of our whoever created us or brought our DNA, however that all occurred. And then you mentioned the crystals again, and that we are crystalline in structure ourselves.